The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Well, welcome everyone out there. Good evening to today's listeners here on Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Keith Rogers, located over here in beautiful western Montana, where it's currently 88.5 degrees, a little bit warmer inside here today. I was asked to fill in for John Stadtmiller for the National Intel Report. And before I get into today's show, I'd like to remind our listeners that many of the people that you hear out here doing these shows and as hosts and stuff are here to bring the most accurate reporting for our listeners, not only here in the United States, but also for those around the world that are tuning in. For those of you who don't know me, I've just started 2 weeks ago a Sunday evening show here on RBN that starts about 6 p.m. Mountain Time. I was asked to do that and find a name for the show, and I could only think of the 4 decades of radio work that I've been doing. And so the show is titled On Frequency with Keith Rogers, and again, that's on Sunday evenings at 6 o'clock Mountain Time here. My show is based mainly off the 4 decades of amateur radio, but also a lot of radio broadcasting that I've done too. But that has helped me with the 3 different stations I've DJed, where I've actually got a knack for talking to people and stuff, and a lot of phone line stuff too. And personally, my talking around the world for decades now, either in Morse code or in using voice, has allowed me a unique opportunity to talk to people of all different denominations, races, and cultures, and everything like that. And it seems like with radio, there is no glitch, you know. It's like an M in Morse code is the same here as it is in Russia. So, you know, there's no divisions. And demographics, of course, that proves that also. Just as you can watch news here of those Americans like others who have severed their heads. I mean, you can watch these on YouTube. You know, a wife severing the head of her husband or something like that. The same thing here with the filled prisons of America. Those are all inked up with tattoos and crosses and Jesus. And yet we're always constantly referred to as evil Muslims or hear evil Muslims, but we never hear about the radical Christians that are sitting in our jails and stuff. And our attention is always directed to others, whether it be Muslims, Russians, Chinese, and the list goes on and on and on, because there has to be always a constant demon out there. Anyway, no matter where you look today, all societies are falling apart, just as you will also notice that their local forms of governments are also falling apart. I refer to this always as a snake is eating its own tail, and we joke about this quite a bit on Twitter. Yeah, like my mama used to say, where there's life, there's hope. And that's why I like to think that the host here and other places, not just this network, but there's other ones out there, they're not only concerned for themselves, but also their children's children. And that brings us to our shows. Yet we're conditioned to the point fingers at the so-called Emmanuel Goldstein of 1984, the enemy of the state created by the state. And again, it's today, wherever you go, whether it's a banking machine, while you wait, they play you the local news, gas pumps, your pubs or bars. No matter where you go, it's all there. You walk into a Costco, there's massive big screens all playing the latest like that. So you're never without the constant hype of something. And, of course, that gets us to in this conditioning, they have to push this agenda of the state. And, of course, what's actually behind all this terrorism and stuff that we see today is it's actually a steering device. it gets people behind whatever the military-industrial complex wants. If it's Russia's a target this week, well, they're going to demonize Russia. If it's China the next week, they'll demonize China. Duterte down there in the Philippines, they'll demonize him. Just as U.S. military has been used as a policeman of the world, yet here locally, they can't even seem, or the United States can't even seem to police its own just about 3,000-mile southern border. And a lot of this is intentional, we know that. But like the, likewise, the trillions spent on all these illegal wars, whether they're, we're watching the entire infrastructure of America's collapsing within. But within that infrastructure is the same thing as people like you and I, which falls into demographics. And as I say this, I'm not only talking about Americans, but worldwide. We're seeing this, whether it's in the UK, France, Italy. The people are rising up, but here they still haven't done anything yet. They have other more important things. And sadly, that's that's really bad there. Anyway, we all know what a terrible cancer is eating the very fabric of our societies today. And I personally know that many people of all faiths and races, I have Muslim friends, I have Christian friends, Jewish friends, everything like that. And it also, I have other friends that have different sexual persuasions and stuff, too. You meet a lot of people in radio. And then, of course, like I say, you can do a search on any counties or countries. Sorry about that. You can do a search on any country's demographics. And you'll see for yourself that, as I just said, people are all the same. Whether it's a prison populations, their sexual identity, race, religion, we're all mixed together like that. And we have coexisted for quite a long time until all these wars started. And then suddenly we started hearing the bad about things. And I wanted to refer back to something I said on my show the first Sunday there. Was back in 1979, I had a really nice chat with a young Soviet boy. He was the same age as me, 19. And we got talking about life, and I asked him what it was to grow up in the Soviet Union. And he told me, he says, name or think of anything that you're doing, and he said, I am doing. And then he said again, anything. But then he added that at his age, he was indoctrinated, I believe it was around 16, into the Soviet Union's armed forces there. And that was the only difference. But onto that, though, he just wanted to be just like I was. Grow up, get married, have a house, raise kids, have a garden, a dog, cat, whatever like that. But yet we always see this push. And, of course, I remember that era because it was always constantly on the TV. You know, that Russia was doing, or the Soviets were doing this, the Soviets were doing that. But today we have the Russian Federation, which is quite a bit different. And we'll get back in this demographics. Today, the Russian Federation is 86% Christian Orthodox. The U.S. today is currently 71% of mainly Christian denominations. Yet, what does it take to say or get Americans to go kill Russian Christians? You have to think of that. Propaganda. Then, of course, we have the military who will provide you with a non-denominational pastor to absolve you of your sins as you kiss the cross around your neck and pull the trigger on perhaps killing a fellow believer in Christ. But see, this has been used down through the countless centuries, and that's what really bothers me about things is how people get so tricked into everything. Well, she's not home, I guess. She's got a text. Anyway, for just about 2 months ago, the Vatican had even placed a tweet out there. They were really bashing the Nazis about them being so evil. So in reply to that tweet, I posted three images of the bishops during that era there blessing the Nazi war machine's arms. And you, as you would expect, that wasn't too well received. But you can Google images of World War II all you want. And like I say, you always have the clergy backing up one side and another clergy backing up another side, and we're all supposed to be living in this la-la land, you know. But this reminds me, going back there, 34 years ago, I remember Anne Murray sang a song, A Little Good News Today, and it reminds me of the French saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. Or like Einstein, I believe it was, who said that the doing of things over and over and expecting a different result. And of course, you know what the rest of that is. I should probably also say here, for those that don't know me, but I've clearly stated there on my show, is I don't care about politics myself. I don't vote. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm not an independent. I have no dog in this fight. I'll just say it like that, you know. I just sit back and I look at the way things are, and I think about my children and my grandchildren and what their futures are going to be. So as far back as I can remember, it hasn't mattered to me who was in the White House or Congress, Democrat or Republican. All have been placed there either through voter fraud or maybe some actual voice of the people was actually finally heard like that. But all have turned out to be corrupt, and I mean all of them. And, of course, I grew up in the days of hearing constantly the Oliver North and the Contras, with Reagan himself saying, well, I must be a freedom fighter, too. And, of course, that's just in as much as the United States today backing up these moderate rebels, you know, or George Bush saying either you're with us or you're against us, you know, that we're always supposed to pick someone's side. And that's why I get so upset about hearing these pluralism words. Yeah, it may be our country, but does this government represent you? Is it our government? No, they represent corporate America, you know. Are they listening to your voice, or are they listening to corporations' voices? I grew up in the time and era when we had strong unions, 40 hours a week. We had time, overtime, vacation leave. We had full health care. We had banking that paid 6% interest. We had it made. And that's why the premise of this Make America Great sounded so good with the Donald Trump supporters, because those are the ones that remember it. The millennials today don't remember that because they didn't live it. But this goes back to a lot of my veteran friends that I talk to on the radio. They're in their 80s and stuff. And, of course, some are a lot younger. But we talk about how it was in their time and how their folks used to say, I feel sorry for you kids today, because they were just coming out of a Great Depression. And, of course, as times got a little bit better, they would still say to their kids, I feel sorry for you kids today, because not knowing what is ahead. And then here we are today thinking of our children saying, gee, I really feel sorry for you guys today. Matter of fact, it's like you sometimes wish it. I wish at times I hadn't even got married or something like that and had kids like that, because you just life's uncertainties are so bad. And I'm expecting another grandchild here in October. So I always have to constantly think of this. Anyway, within that, though, we have all these modern-day stuff, just like Oliver North, with the cartels being armed, the same thing with Fast and Furious. And when I grew up, my friends had their older brothers coming back from Vietnam and either beating the crap out of them from their PTSD-related issues and other issues, you know. And but what always got me about that is, today on the news or the TV, I don't watch much TV, MeTV, they call it. That's about all I watch here. But I always see these commercials for veterans of foreign wars, and I always see that word foreign. And that's what really bothers me, because no nation state has since 1967 ever attacked the United States. And yes, as I said on my show there, you know, there's a lot of people that might want to believe this narrative that men in caves in some remote area of Afghanistan using 2001 technology, either it be satellite phones or Wi-Fi, had the ability to bring down all of NORAD's defenses. And you think of the trillions of dollars spent through the Pentagon on defense and stuff. This is the same premise with North Korea, whether they're firing a missile off or something. And they always talk about this constant hype. You know, it's like, well, what happened to all that money that was spent for defense? You know, that could have gone to schools or roads or any of that stuff, but you never see that. So, anyway, I got a caller coming in here. I wanted to finish this here, though. I find this interesting because when I look at this defense stuff, it's like flying in friendly skies at that time. I mean, we had four jets there, and of course, it crashed them into three buildings. Yet, and the way I look at it is not one Texan or Montanan was aboard to knock the crap out of a hijacker with a box knife. And of course, I digress. There might have been one or two other good states in there. Anyway, we have a caller on the line there. I'll go ahead and take a caller. Laura there, and I believe it's Michigan.
Yes, yes. Hello.
Hello.
I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Who are these radical Christians that are in jail right now that you talked about at the beginning of the show?
Well, like I say, if anyone wants to sit there and try to compare people, like I say, you can Google photos of prison inmates. And like I say, there's prison yards just full of people inked up with crosses and Jesus and God across them. And so, like I say, everyone is a sinner in this world. I mean, what's the old saying? Who's ever free from...
You think they're really Christians? I mean, just because they put a tattoo of a cross on them?
Well, that's the same thing. That's just like these so-called evil Muslims and stuff like that. Do you think that they're practicing what they should be doing? I have Muslim friends that don't believe anything that they believe. See, that's why they call it radicalized. You know, I think that's why it's like radical. It'd be like Waco, where you have the United States government going after its own citizens. They were Christians. Were they radicalized Christians?
No, I don't think they were. I don't know what you're talking about in prison, how these people could be Christians. You know, you can say you're a jack-in-the-box, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, that's true.
It doesn't matter. I think I got a better name for your show, The Gray Area, because obviously there's no right or wrong, no truth. So anything goes, whatever is right in your own eyes is what's good. Is that right? Well,
no, you should remember this. If you say you believe in God, we all know that we all have inherent free will. We're able to go out and do what we want. Although if we murder someone, we have to pay the cost from it. That's why man makes laws to govern that. And there's a lot of people that break the law, like the United States. It is number one in incarceration in the entire world of inmates. And like I say, they're always trying to point to some other place as being evil. When you just look in your own backyard, look at Chicago, the amount of murders they have in Chicago. What's the difference of that than having ISIS behead two people? You see, I'm getting at.
Well, it's no different. But you're trying to change the subject. Is there any right in your eyes or any wrong in your eyes?
Well, as I said, like my mom said, where there's life, there's hope. That's why we get out here and we strive to, we talk to people. We try to get people to see that, you know, in a world that is as vast and big as ours, it doesn't matter whether you're in the Philippines or in Japan, we are all co-related. We're somehow DNA linked and like that. We all come from the same batch. And the problem is the governments, they keep using us against us.
I'm definitely not saying government's good. Government's definitely bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying... You seem to be painting a picture of Christians and people that right, wrong, and truth are bad.
No, I said demographically, it doesn't matter where you're from, that people are all the same. And it doesn't matter to what race, religion, or anything like that you adhere to. Every single culture has their same problem. Doesn't matter whether it's rapes, doesn't matter whether it's murders, shootings or any of that stuff. No matter where you look, you look in Italy or something like that. It's like, are they exempt? No. Well, they're Roman Catholics usually over there. You know, everyone is bound together somehow. And I'm not just like saying, I don't like to sound anti-American or something like that, but we have a culture here that's slowly dying. We see it in the rest of the world. All these cultures are dying. The family structures are dissolving. And a lot of people just don't care. They're just going along their daily activities.
Well, most of them, it's there's something behind it. There's some kind of evil, satanic evil.
That's true.
Behind it.
Well, I would agree with you. Yeah, Laura, I would agree with you.
You know?
Yeah, Laura, I would agree with you. There is an agenda. We see who's pushing the immigration right now. There's many other things. I hate to get into certain areas of people that are doing this. But you can freely Google things about immigration on YouTube, and the issue there is that we have a certain agenda, like the George Soroses, that are pushing this agenda to keep blending us all together, which causes fights. And when I grew up, we didn't have that issue. My school friends, everything like that, they were all black, white, yellow, Korean, whatever like that, you know, Mexican. We didn't have that problem. We all went out and camped together, everything like that. There was no big divisions. And then now suddenly everything has become racial through the Southern, you know, justice warriors and stuff like that, you know. Anyway, I gotta go here. All right, thanks for calling in there, Lori. I got a break here for a commercial here, and then we'll pick up Patty there in Missouri.
Come down. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Road again, just can't wait to get on the road again.
All right, well, welcome back to the National Intel Report here, and this is Keith Rogers up here filling in for John Stadtmiller. Reference to the last caller there, I just want to finish this up here. We're being, like I say, our society itself is being eaten away like a cancer, and we can see that. And this isn't to, so as not to offend anyone anymore. They are removing our, but the Confederate flags, your Ten Commandments at courthouses, and nativity scenes, and this goes on and on. It's conditioning people to kind of like accept everyone like that. And, of course, that means that you have to give up whatever your beliefs are, your rights. And, like, I live here on a reservation. I have no problem with the Native Americans here. But we're seeing slowly that the reservations are all being corporatized, too. Anyway, with that, I'll go ahead and take Patty there in Missouri there.
Well, hello, Keith.
Hello there, Patty. How you doing today?
All right. I just got to thinking what the previous caller was saying. Prison is no respecter of person, regardless of religion, color, creed, culture. There are a lot of Christians that mess up and get caught up in the justice system.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of Christians who say they are, who aren't. And then a lot of them that end up in prison always find Jesus.
That's true.
You know. But as far as what's going on, I mean, there's clearly an agenda going on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our culture, I'm a Southerner. our culture is being destroyed. It's being wiped away. It's being removed. It's like it's deliberately by design being taken away from us. And I take issue with
yeah,
that.
I think the word is being robbed from us. It's like I was going to mention there, about 15 miles from here is our local like grocery store, shopping, well, it's a grocery store. Anyway, when you walk in there, your cell phone dings you like that, and you look down, and it's Google asking whether or not there's transgendered bathrooms there. The town is 1,500 people in western Montana. I'm going, you know, WTF, does this really matter? But see, we're being conditioned to accept everything, you know.
Yeah, but how many years were we using bathrooms with transgenders, and it wasn't an issue because we weren't aware of it?
Yeah.
And now, all of a sudden, it's a big issue. What I'm trying to say is our own government and other factions with, you know, that donate big money are pushing for their agendas. We are being divided by design. Racial tension.
Yeah.
We're being pushed into hating each other. And why can't all the people in the United States come together and fight the real enemy? We're not each other's enemy. Of course, the Marxism and all this crap being pushed, you know, brainwashing our kids in school, Common Core, Marxism. It's what it is. It's communism being taught in our schools.
Yeah, Patty, I was going to say, I was at the hospital having that surgery here a while back, there was this young kid there, probably in his early 20s there, but he was typing on a computer and his cell phone rang on the side there, and he answered real fast, says, "I got to go, I'm at work." And of course, he's at a computer. And I was thinking at his age, I was out swathing hay or baling or whatever like that, and that was work to me, you know, working with your hands. But everything has been so minimized nowadays, you just have it's like a call center, you know, and it's the same thing with social media. It's just a call center. There's no actual interaction, you know.
Right, and modern technology has isolated us even more. We used to have big family get-togethers, have reunions, and do things. But people are disconnected now. Everybody's out for themselves.
Well, yeah, even in a biblical sense, I think that's kind of prophesied about, that the times would get worse and worse, like that, you know.
Right.
But a lot of people... what's that?
Go ahead.
Well, I just said, a lot of people... You know, they get so diverse in their life and a certain lifestyle. Like I just read here, the millennials, instead of saving for the future, they're out there spend, 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 party, party, party. And then when, like us right now, Social Security and stuff, we wonder what our future is supposed to be, and they're supposed to be saving money to build up their retirement, too, and also, as they say, to fund the rest of the elderly.
Right. And we paid... We paid Social Security taxes out of every check for 40 years.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a handout. We paid for it, so to speak. And now we're at the age where we're benefiting from all that money we paid in. And everybody seems to think that Social Security is just a handout. Well, it's not.
Right.
Of course, I'm sure
all. Hey, Patty, I got a break coming up here. But thank you for calling in, though, today. It's good to hear you from Missouri there, okay?
All right. Thanks.
All right, we'll pick up Renee here in I think it was North Carolina. Yeah, North Carolina right after that.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nutri-Medical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter. Helps lower blood pressure. Helps to make you feel calm all day long and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, well, welcome back here to Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Keith Rogers here in Western Montana, filling in for John Stadtmiller here on the National Intel Report. I wanted to say here before I take this next caller here, Paul Joseph Watson has a great video out there. Anyone that knows anything about the internet, is you can track airline flights, shipping cargo, whatever like that. It's all done by a computer now. And he has a video there that shows that over in Libya, where the so-called refugees, they're actually just going out into the middle of the ocean there and then doing their Mayday thing. And then all the vessels that are coming to their aid are these aid things like U.S. aid and stuff. And instead of bringing them back to the nearest safest port like that, they're not. They're bringing them right over to Italy. And you can watch the shipping traffic back and forth. And see, like, say, we are being fed this culture stuff, and it's being rammed down our throats to accept something, and a lot of people just don't want to accept it, and that's why you see people getting mad, especially I hear it on the radio all the time. Anyway, Renee over in North Carolina, welcome to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, welcome to you, too, and I really liked the things you were saying in your introduction. It's like, where the hell have you been? You know, it's like you're so sensible. You know, the thing is, I've been having to listen to Bill Cooper on YouTube to be able to survive, because somehow, I don't know, there's been a huge shift you know, since Trump, I think people have lost their minds. I'm like you. I'm an independent, you know, and it seems like so many people have turned into mainstream Republicans. And, you know, there's such a bias. And people, you know, bias is like a backpack. You can't see your own. You know, when people look at their own group, it's like, something wrong? I don't see anything wrong. Looks great to me. But when they look at the other people, they don't see any good, and all they see is bad. You know, I'm like you. I've had some experiences in life where I had to rethink some stuff. Like, you know, I remember when I was young, they would tell you, it was almost meant they were a good person. Oh, she's a Christian. Well, that was synonymous to me that, oh, they're a good person. Well, I got burnt by so many of those good Christians, I finally had to rethink that.
Been there, done that. Yeah, well, it's like, what religion hasn't been rocked by some sex scandal or something like that, you know?
Oh, yeah, and they love to point out the Catholics, and that's true, but then what is that Herbert Armstrong guy who was having he was having sex with his youngest daughter for 10 years. And so the thing is, and plus two, I had one of the most phenomenal Muslim experiences. But this is way back in Bush when we were getting ready to invade Iraq. There were some of us who were out on the road with our signs and everything against the invasion of Iraq. And apparently somebody in a car saw us and got on the phone, okay? All of a sudden, all these little women in their headscarves show up to give us T-shirts saying the world is crying, no war. I can't express to you in words to make you understand the look of gratitude in their faces, because I have never seen that much gratitude in a person's face before. And there are people in my life that I've done a hell of a lot for that I should have seen some gratitude. I didn't see nothing like I saw in those women's faces just because we were out there boycotting that war. So I'm not going to judge a person by their religion. Good and bad come in all colors, faiths, whatever. And a lot of people can't seem to see that.
Yeah, I have a
saying. I'm glad you do.
I have a saying here in Montana, is I'd rather French kiss my dog than shake someone's hand. That's how much I trust my dog.
I'm with you on the dog.
Anyway, Renee, I have another caller there. But, hey, if you get a chance there, look at the video. It's John Pilger's The War You Didn't See. That will explain exactly what you just said. And by the way, pluralism, I did not go into Iraq. I did not support that war. I did not support this war in Syria. So I hate pluralism. I hate it when it's shoved down my throat that I have to accept our troops or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, welcome. I'm really glad. I like you, and I'm going to be tuning into your show.
All right. It's Sunday evening at 6 o'clock Montana time, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Have a good one. Fred in Iowa. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Tom in Florida. Welcome to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead, young man.
Okay, yes, sir. What's really got me perplexed right now is I'm watching something on the Drudge, and this ICE agent saying there's going to be anarchy. Anarchy is rising out of what's going on in Texas with this immigration. You have illegals protesting, and the guy's telling them to go, telling ICE to go round these illegals up because they broke the law and to kick them out of here. And you got all these Democrats going insane, and these people have broken the law. Now this is going to be turned into anarchy, because if Trump starts doing like Eisenhower did back in the 50s. When he actually, Eisenhower said, you're out of here, and Trump does the same thing. Can you imagine what's going to go on here? We're talking about, 12 million now?
Yeah, Tom, I'm a firm believer.
This is going to be pandemonium.
Yeah, Tom, I'm a firm believer in history, and what I see or have seen, I have gigs and gigs and gigs of old wartime history and stuff that I avidly have gone through for hours and days and months. The United States, to me, is communist. It's cloaked as socialism and sold as a great democracy.
Well, you're right. But listen, another thing I wanted to bring up, what's going on in Virginia, they found over 5,600 illegals voted in this last election, and they just found them. They're going to take them off the voter rolls. But there you go. That's 5,000 people could actually swing a presidential election in electoral vote.
Yeah, that's right. You
so
can Google or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, Tom, you can Google or whatever your search engine you want. 2012 dead voters, millions of them. How do the million
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, I grew up, just a few years ago, we were talking about this great democracy over in Iraq and these purple dyed fingers where you could only vote once. And they don't even want you to have a voter ID, but you have to have a driver's license.
I want to let your listening audience know this. A lot of these illegals come here in South Florida, and they get federal government jobs after 2 years being here. Okay? People that barely can speak English are getting great jobs. When you have American, the Anglos are fleeing. Look, the Anglos are fleeing out of California in the droves. But they're all going to Montana, Arizona. They're fleeing. The same thing's going to if they didn't have a tough governor like this guy they have now in Texas, the governor, they'd all be fleeing. Abbott. So listen, if Florida's the same way. You know what? You know how you take back your government? You put a hire a bunch of white males back in working for the federal government. That's how you put this country back. Otherwise, this country's a disaster. Look at Chicago. 49 shootings over the Memorial Day weekend. Chicago. Philadelphia had, 18, 19? Huh?
Yeah. Well, like I said, Tom, demographics, no matter where you go in the world, we're all the same. I don't care if you're shooting someone up in the Middle East or over here or over in UK, knifing someone, slamming someone together with a sledgehammer. We're all the same. It's just they have to keep these fractions going now to get us at odds with one another, where it's going to be riots, racial things.
You have a point there, but listen, like in Miami Beach, they had a big thing on South Beach. They have three shootings over the weekend over there, you know, three dead. They had the turn. I mean, this place is off the chain. You gotta have a homogenous society too, man. You can't just bring everybody here like you're bringing the Muslims over here. They don't care about us. Look at what's going on in Detroit with these girls getting mutilated. Come on.
Well, remember, I got to let you go here, Fred. Tom, because I have another caller there in Iowa there. But remember, I think it was over in the UK that Pakistani immigrant had two wives and 12 children. He was netting over $300-some-odd U.S. dollars for his support for child support. And Americans, veterans, 307,000 veterans that fought and died allegedly for our freedoms have died, killed by the Veterans Administration.
Can I ask you one more thing? What's your opinion? Say Donald Trump tomorrow gives orders for not just the criminals, but anybody came here in this country illegally. What will happen if they round up, say, 200, 300,000 in a month's time? Can you imagine the pandemonium in all the cities?
Yeah, but, you know, remember who's lobbying against this is all your farmers and stuff down in California, because you will not see...
You got a lot of liberal, lily white chicken hearts, and there's Republicans and the Democrats. They're both at fault. They're a bunch of sellouts. They're only out for their own rear ends. It's disgusting.
It's benefits of corporate America. Anyway, Tom, I got to let you go here because I got Fred in Iowa here, and I'm going to come upon a break here pretty soon. Thanks for calling there, okay? Fred in Iowa, go ahead.
Oh, well, I hope you're a little bit tolerant with me because I'm going to go on a rant about RBN. Now, I hope for improvement, but by golly, everything you've been saying, I mean, you're exactly expressing what I think and what I feel and what I know and what the knowledge I have and whatever. But, you know, Chris Hinckley is number one with me. Now we got Herzog. Now we got Keith Rogers. Thank God. And also we got the nurse from Northern California, Steve. I forgot his last name. Well, we got to get rid of some of the deadwood. Now, Patty in Missouri, are you free from 8 till 10 in the morning Central Standard Time? Honey, you need a show.
Patty?
Patty.
She's listening there. I'll get her answer on Twitter later on there, and I'll see what she says to that.
You're in there on a show of her own.
Yeah, hey Fred, I'll tell you what. I have a saying there, especially it's on my Twitter account, that when all else fails, hug the dog.
Right.
That's, you know, what did, what was it, Will Rogers, was it said that if heaven went by merit, you would stay out and your dog would go in. I'm a firm believer in dogs. Anyway, Fred, I can't hold you here because I have another caller down in Texas here, another Twitter friend, I believe, there. But anyway, it's sure good to hear from you, and tune in Sunday, too, okay?
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you for calling. Raul.
Keith, how's it going, man?
Hey, I finally get to hear your voice.
Yeah, I know. It's really good to hear your show. I hope to be leading the Southern Rebellion here, man. Check this out. I'm a progressive liberal standing up for radically conservative values, man. I'm leading the charge. I'm leading the charge.
And you also have Indian blood in you, too, right?
That's right, man. That's right. I can connect it all around, you know?
Yeah, Raul out there, for our listeners out there, Raul and I swap on Instagram and Twitter all of our cooking items and stuff.
That's right. That's right.
And photos of his cat or videos of his cats. Matter of fact, that's why John Stadmiller isn't here. He was squeezing his cat to make sure that I knew that he had a cat, you know.
Oh, that's right.
But anyway,
that's right, man.
Yeah, you know, our little sub-Twitter feed, I mean, can you imagine the amount of information that we've been learning here just in the last, 5 days or something like that from the intel experts out there?
Well, yeah, that's right, man. That's the thing. Everyone's sharing, you know, their piece of the pie, putting it all together. But I think the big one for everyone to talk around the dinner table is this 50th anniversary coming up, June 8th, 1967. You know what I'm talking about, Keith, right?
That was the only
USS Liberty, man.
Yeah, that was the only time the United States has actually been attacked by a nation state. Because remember, Hawaii wasn't a state until 1959. It was illegally annexed.
There you go.
And I'm still trying to, you know, Raul, I'm still trying, like I say, I'm still trying to figure out the difference between annex and partition. Because if it's bad for Russia to annex Crimea, what's the difference of the United States partitioning Iraq and Syria?
Oh, well, I mean, the big difference is that Crimea was historically part of Russia, whereas, last I checked, the Middle East is nowhere near our borders. You know, we just need to have a continental vision. I'm for people all about local representation, local government, you know, try to give the power to the people and just, you know, we got to mind our own business. And my buddy goes, oh, Raul, you're always vilifying Israel. I go, no, man, I'm pro-peace, I'm pro-Israel, pro-Palestine, I'm vilifying, you know, I'm vilifying Netanyahu and the Likudniks, man. I mean, it's the Yanon plan, it's the greater Israel project, it's all there documented, you know, and I challenge people, if you're pro-Semitic, if you're really pro-Semitic, you claim, you know, you're against all these anti-Semites, then you got to be pro-peace in the region, and then you got to be talking about the USS Liberty. Like you said, the only time we've been attacked. I mean, all these other countries, Russia's this, Iran's that, they ain't napalming our boys, you know? And of course, we always fund both sides. You know, we can talk about Bilderberg and the Rothschilds.
Yeah.
I mean, same cycle going on and on, you know, Wall Street.
Well, I like the exemption, whether, yeah, like the flotilla where Turkish American was gunned down. Rachel Corey. An American life only matters when it's someone here where they can use it for propaganda. But if it happens over in Israel, well, forget it. You know,
exactly.
Collateral damage, you know.
Yeah.
Just like the millions of veterans here that can't get help. And yet, in this last Middle East trip, what did Israel get? Another 70 some million dollars for defense? Which, if you see what's going on, I have a story here coming up here, too. This northern push into northern Syria there, where the U.S. forces told the Syrian SAA to just back off. I see the push where they're going to get the Kurdistan, and they're going to move right into Iran.
Well, exactly, and that's why, you know, one big ray of light has been this Thierry Meyssan's website. I just want to recommend to all your listeners.
What was his name again?
Thierry Meyssan, and it's VoltaireNet.org.
Voltaire, okay, I got that. All right.
And
all right.
He gives a good context and kind of gives some hope around what Trump's doing in terms of exposing this Islamic World League, you know, basically Israeli puppets, these Islamists, you know, Muslim Brotherhood, Naqshbandis. I mean, going back to the Brits, man, the Brits, you know, divide and conquer, right? So we're not going to get our hands dirty. We'll get a bunch of proxies, you know. So.
Well, you know, it's like everyone says, well, he's not my president. Well, see, I don't even vote, but yes, he is a president of the United States. So, you know, you have to at least go with it. Matter of fact, Mike's webpage on what really happened, there's a quote there from Theodore Roosevelt there about having to stand by the current president, you know. And today we just see nothing but division. And this, of course, it entails whether you're a Christian, Muslim, wherever, whoever lives in the United States like that, you should be behind the current president. And they don't.
Well,
do
and
it.
Tony and Tony Gosling points this out. All right, Trump, better or worse, he's not a Bilderberger. So I mean, you got to have some ray of hope. Okay, he's not one of these secret societies. At least I can't find any evidence. You know, so where is he coming from? You know, maybe there's a way to get the base just talking about, you know, real issues, sticking to the Constitution. You know, minding our own business, Jeffersonian principles. You know, stay out of foreign entanglement. It's not that difficult. You know,
yeah, doesn't Bilderbergs, don't the Bilderbergs meet this week?
Yeah, the meeting's coming up. Gosling's site is Bilderberg.org, and there's a chock full of information there. And, I mean, it's the same cast of characters. He even mentioned this Italian journalist, a journalist on Sean Stone's show, Robert Sangiano, an Italian journalist blowing the whistle on the mafia. And guess what? It's the same old criminal bankers, you know, the hidden hand behind all this stuff, man. It's time to bring the house down. That's what I say.
Yeah, speaking of bringing the house down, I keep thinking maybe there'd be some American Jihad, beautiful Air Force pilot that's flying high like that will accidentally drop a Hellfire missile on the building.
Well, you know, yeah. I lost a buddy, Taj Sareen, flying back from Bahrain. I mean, he was a stand-up American. He was Indian-American, technically speaking, but born and raised in Cali just like me, and a really great guy, good-looking dude. And you know what? His plane crashed in Bahrain. This was a couple years back. Flying back, I think it crashed actually around England somewhere. And it's like, for what, man? This guy, he was married and had a couple of kids, you know, and I only hung out with him a few times. But another fellow, Pat Tillman, he was an upperclassman at my high school,
That's
Leland
right.
High School. And, you know, he was, oh, friendly fire, yeah, my ass. He was exposing the drug trade, the heroin trade, you know.
Right.
And we lost
look at North Korea. North Korea is the world's second largest opium producer. Anyway, Raul, I hear the music starting up in the background here, I think.
Good talking with you, Keith. I appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Call in again like that. Like, say, if you're out there Sunday evening, we'll be out here too, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right, thanks for calling there. Anyway, this is Keith Rogers here at Republic Broadcasting Network, standing in there for John Stadmiller on the National Intel Report. We'll be right back here after this commercial break.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
All right, welcome back to the National Intel Report. This is Keith Rogers, standing in for John Stadmiller. I was going to get into some news here right away. I've actually been kind of holding this off here, but, you know, I've been on Twitter, if you want to follow me, it's Dogs Are Loyal Ones on Twitter there. We have a pretty good group out there, and we have friends all over the place, whether it's Switzerland, up there in the Czech Republic. We're all, Russia, whatever, we're all talking, and that's what a democracy does, it talks. But we see the snake, whether it's the United States here, where even the Democrats are eating themselves alive, the Democrats and Republicans are at it, you know. We see all these governments now are starting to, it seems like they're starting to pick sides. And I'm waiting for a World War One event, the assassination or something of someone, Archduke Ferdinand, to ignite the whole thing, you know. But over now, we have in Moldova, the president is outraged over there at the decision to expel Russian diplomats. And see, this is here again. It's again there. You have to think of the amount of this trash being thrown back and forth, that Russia's this, Russia's that. They're calling these Russian diplomats persona non grata. You know, they're worthless to us. You know. And but I know what's causing it. All you have to do is look at what our national debt is, or our, as we're told. The United States is over $20 trillion in debt. It has over $222 trillion in derivatives, fake derivatives. And this is supposed to be our economy. We know that the unemployment numbers that they're giving is, what, 4.7%. Well, you can't have that with 95 million Americans out of work. You can't have that with pensions being at risk right now because no one's paying in. With all the social programs, the tens and tens of millions that are on the food stamps and stuff. And instead of helping the needy out in this country like that, they're more interested in selling arms to the butchers in Saudi Arabia to probably go down there and butcher some more people in Yemen, you know, because war is profit. And this snake eating like that just continues. There's another story here about this AKP deputy calls for the search of the U.S. consulate over there in Turkey. And, of course, again, see, this is because of that U.S.-led NATO-type operation coup over there against Erdogan. People just do not see that the governments are fighting within themselves, and it's going to spill over into something, and someone is going to trigger it. And it may be in a no-fly zone or northern Syria. There's two different reports now. One is coming out of Iraq that says that the Iraqis are fighting mad with the Iranians, and yet in another report, Iran and Iraq are fighting ISIS tooth and nail together. But see, there's this constant agenda to keep everyone, you know, like, well, who's doing what? Or where are they at now, you know? And so I had to laugh today here. I sent this story to Mike earlier today on what really happened there about this chemical courage was seized. And this massive shipment of, I believe it's called Captagon. It's a euphoria drug used by ISIS fanatics in battle. And the minute I read that, I was thinking of these, I'm on a fire department here, and you show up at a scene, you see someone hooked out on meth and stuff. If you think that they're crazy, imagine how ISIS is. But anyway, we got another break coming up here. But anyway, I ask you stick around here. And if you'd like to call in there, it's 1-800-313-9443. Welcome back to Republic Broadcasting Network with the Intel Report.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.